This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
We love talking to our next guest. His air of positivity just blows me away. It's Eric LeGrand, and he joins us now on the Michael K. Show. Eric, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, but you have a new business venture. Let's talk about that right off the bat. What's going on?
Yeah, so I opened up my online coffee shop on January 12th. I'll be opening the brick and mortar towards the end of the summer of this year, but it's funny that I never had my first cup of coffee until August, and here I am in business now, and I
really
love coffee. I love coffee.
Wait, so hold on. Tell me the order, Eric. Was this someone gave you you got pushed to taste coffee for the first time and fell in love, or someone had a good business idea, so you said, let me taste some coffee?
I actually got a funny story. So I'm in a group message with a bunch of my friends from home and a bunch of from college, and, you know, just friends that we met over the years. And they would send pictures every single day of their coffee, what they were drinking, every day for a while. And I remember, I'm a big cafe guy. You could put me in a cafe, and I could sit there all day and enjoy myself. And then, you know, I said, you know what? There's an opportunity in my hometown. Why not create my own cafe? But then I said, I got to try the coffee. Like, let me actually have my first cup. And I got hooked up with a nice independent roaster that we're using that's literally amazing. And I said, you know what? Let me try this cup. And I tried it. I said, whoa, what have I been missing out on?
So Eric, I've got to reveal something, Eric. It's embarrassing. I'm 59 years old. I have never had a cup of coffee.
Wow. See, I thought I was on that pathway, Mike. I really did. I thought I was on that pathway, and then I took a sip of it, and now it's just like, wow.
I will try yours.
You know, I got to tell you, Michael, I was on that path too. Eric, I was with you. I was not a coffee guy until I started the morning show. And then even the first few years working at Hot, I didn't do it, and then I started stopping by Dunkin' Donuts downstairs, et cetera, and now I'm making it home. I'm on the website here. I need coffee every single morning to do my show. You got the Costa Rica, you got the Guatemala, and the Sumatra. What am I going for? What should I get here?
All right, so it all depends on what type you like. See, a lot of, you know, people that are just going to try it out will try the Costa Rican. If you like that, you know, little, you know, I guess I would say fruity taste, it's pretty good. Now, Guatemala, you get that little chocolatey grapefruit taste, which I'm starting to really take to. Costa Rican used to be my go-to, but I'm starting to lean on Guatemala. Then Sumatran is to get that little, the earthy taste as well, of a little chocolate taste. And the longer you sip it, you get a little cherry taste at the end.
All right. Wow. I might try the Sumatra. Okay.
So how do we get this, Eric?
So you can go to my website, legrandcoffeehouse.com. That's E-G-R-A-N-D coffeehouse.com. And I'll tell you what, we've been in business for 9 days, and it's been absolutely insane. People are driving all over the world. I actually got a surprise for you when you guys, I actually sent you guys some as well.
Oh, very nice. That's really nice of you.
Well, Eric, things are going so well. I just tried to get the LeGrand Coffee House mug, which is a beautiful design. I love it. It sold out.
3 days. 3 days they were gone, and I just put in a huge order for more because that was the number one seller. Everyone wanted the coffee mug, and those were gone within 3 days. So I got a big order coming in for everybody next week.
So now you retired from the Tampa Bay Bucks, I believe, in 2012. Are you rooting for them this weekend?
See, this is I like Aaron Rodgers, but I got love for the Buccaneers for what they did to me. So how can I root against them? You know, with Tom Brady's been able to do with that team, Bruce Arians. You know, a guy cracks me up when in his press conference, whether you love him or you hate him, guy's out of his mind. And they're in the NFC Championship game with a chance with a 43-year-old quarterback and a 37-year-old quarterback. Yeah. I don't know how much time both of them have left, but, you know, I don't know how much time Tom Brady has left. And like I said, what that organization has done for me.
Eric, I'm sure you get a rush being a businessman. I listen to you and Chris call Rutgers games. You do a phenomenal job with that. Does anything that you do give you the same rush as playing football?
That's a tough one. I think when I'm speaking, I get those butterflies. Every time before I have to go do a motivational speech, I get those butterflies like that first kickoff before you go out there and you run down the field and make that first hit in a game. I will say that, but there's still nothing like the excitement of game day, everything leading up to it, all the hard work and the preparation that goes into it, and then you get to go lay it out there for, you know, 3 hours or so and get to play that game.
Now, Eric, obviously, you know, we've talked about the inspiration you are for a long time, but I just think it bears repeating. In the immediate aftermath of the accident that took away your football career, did you ever imagine that in 2021 you'd be doing the things you're doing and more, most importantly, finding sort of like the joy and gratification from these things?
It's crazy. I could have never have thought this. Here I am, you know, 10 years after my injury, and I didn't know where my life would take me. And each and every day, I generally wake up excited. Like, people ask me all the time, like, how do you even get out of bed? You go through so much. How do you do it? Pandemic, you can't see your family, can't see your friends, can't do this. But I found purpose, and, you know, whether it's with the business, I still have my foundation team, the Greta Christopher Dana Reeve Foundation. Because COVID hit, you know, it has allowed me to actually sit, take a step back, reflect, listen to some audiobooks, and plan out a new way for my life. And I can't, you know, obviously COVID is terrible. It's killed so many people, but it's actually allowed me to slow down and think about some other things that I've been able to attack in my life.
I'll tell you what, Eric, and we're talking with Eric Grand here on the Michael Kay Show. I thought Schiano did an unbelievable job in his first year back at Rutgers. What was your take?
Oh, I love to see Coach Schiano. He's going to come in there right away, and he's going to instill that culture. But trying to get the guys to buy into it is hard, but I feel like this Rutgers football team, the players that they have, they were just waiting for somebody to lead them. Like, just like somebody, help us, guide us. We're, like, we want to do this. And they didn't have a spring ball. They didn't have a summer training camp. Obviously, no one else did, but when you got a new coach coming in there and they're not able to have a practice at all until the end of September, you think it's going to be tough, but they won 3 Big Ten games on the road. They didn't get a home win yet, but 3 Big Ten games on the road, I thought was very impressive.
Do you go as crazy as Ray Lucas does during these broadcasts?
I'm telling you, I'd lose my mind over here. I said, finally this year again. It's been rough the past 4 years, as you know. This year again, I was going to bed gently mad, replaying the game in my head. If we would have made this play or that play. Like, I missed that feeling. And this year I got that again, being able to go to bed angry when we didn't win, and then just so gratified after we did win.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Now, Eric, you're always very honest with us, so I need you to be honest now. Yeah. You don't like being around Fooch and Ray Lucas, am I right?
Nah, I love those guys, man. Fooch, we keep Fooch on the sideline. I'm staying a little bit away, but Ray is my guy. Ray always taught me, he said, hey, E, if it's free, give me 3. So I learned that message from Ray Lucas, and, you know, Chris Carlin is always keeping us in there, but those guys are awesome. And like I said, we keep Fooch on the sideline.
Smart. All right, so give us the website again so people could buy this coffee and make you an even bigger businessman than you already are.
I appreciate that, and it's legrandcoffeehouse.com. I can't wait to be able to have the brick-and-mortar, the storefront in Woodbridge, my hometown of New Jersey. But in the meantime, we want to take our brand nationally with our online store, and we're trying to fulfill the orders as fast as possible. We got hit with a big storm, a big wave, but that's a good problem to have. So we're getting the orders out as fast as possible. And I'm just so excited to be able to bring somebody a daily cup of Believe or cups of Believe every day.
Well, good stuff. We always love talking with you, Eric. Continued success. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you really soon. Good luck with the coffee.
Hey, much love to you all. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much.
That's Eric LeGrand. I've seen people that have gotten the coffee, and they say it's wonderful. This might be my first cup of coffee.
Michael, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Tell me.
I think coffee could change your life.
Better or worse?
Obviously for better.
But I'm a little wired the way it is.
Yeah, but it's I don't know, man. There's something about looking. Now listen, it's there's a chemically addictive part of it, of course, as well. But there is something about looking forward to that cup of coffee right before you go on the air that is quite exhilarating.
It's I'm new to it as well. I didn't start drinking coffee really until the kids. Because remember, I was sleeping till noon.
Right till noon.
Now, when you're getting up earlier than usual, it's nice. I drop the kids off at school. I stop, get a cup. It's nice.
In the drive-thru, right? You don't walk in any place.
A drive-thru.
All right.
That way, you don't make any coffee at home. You're just doing drive-thru
no,
coffee?
No, because Nancy doesn't drink at all. So I go and I get myself a nice Boston cream, have a nice little breakfast.
The life of Don LaGreca.
It's amazing. He could throw anything into that body. It doesn't affect
him. I just have one.
It doesn't matter. You have a Boston cream every day.
No, not every day.
Now, Don,
the kids are going full-time starting Monday to daycare. But now, they go 3 days a week, so I have like three times.
So do you guys have a coffee maker, coffee pot, nothing?
No.
If someone was at your house, you can't say, hey, can I get you a cup of coffee? There's no option.
No option.
So if I send you a coffee maker for your birthday, would that be something that you'd like?
That'd be beautiful.
I got to tell you, Don, Michael, let's not undersell this. Of all the crazy things about Don, the lack of ability to even make the cup of coffee if someone wanted one is very rare. That's special.
Well, that's a Dunkin' Close. We make the run. I got to be honest with you. I don't know a lot of people. My brother's really the only guy that I know that I'm really close to that drinks a lot of coffee.
No, what this is more telling about is the lack of guests that you have in your home. That means you just don't have any.
It's not like Peter could come over and say, I'd love a cup of coffee, and you get in the car and go to Dunkin'.
Michael, here's the point I'm making. If Don and Nancy liked other humans and ever wanted to socialize, and this is, we're talking to Michael Kay here too. It's not exactly, you know. And they had dinner, and afterwards they went, oh, this is such a good night. Can we have a cup of coffee? Yeah, no problem. There's a Dunkin' down the street.
Amazing.
Well, I would make the run. I'd make the Dunkin' run.
But then we got very pool parties in the middle of a night out.
Andrew, I've invited you to my house. I mean, I have people over. I mean, since the twins, it's hard because the house basically is a big toy room.
I'm coming over.
And I want coffee. So you got to decide what kind you want, though. My brother got me an espresso for my for the holidays. It's tremendous.
It's expensive, though.
Nespresso? I don't know. Are they like $200?
Well, not the actual machine, but when you buy the pod. So we went from Nespresso to a Keurig, and it's very good.
Oh, I went the other direction.
Yeah.
Because the
Jody
Keurig
loves her coffee.
Yeah. I haven't bought pods yet for this Nespresso.
Oh. Dig deep. 1-800-919-3776. Andrew, are we having on the adorable Chris Carlin? All right, that'll be when we get back right here on Yes, the 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.